In the day's other news, violence exploded between Israelis and Palestinians. The Palestinian Red Crescent said more than 300 people were injured in battles with Israeli police in Jerusalem. In turn, Hamas militants in Gaza fired a barrage of rockets at Jerusalem. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu warned the militants had crossed a red line. We'll get the details after the news summary. In Afghanistan, the latest roadside bombings have killed at least 13 people. They targeted buses in two provinces. The attacks followed Saturday's bombing at a girls' school in Kabul. Up to 60 were killed and scores wounded, leaving parents to wonder why.
She had bought new clothes and had plans to visit relatives, but this is what happened. Is this what Muslims do? We just pray to God so we have a long-lasting peace in our country so our children can study and go out.
The Taliban denied responsibility for the Kabul attack. It also declared a 3-day ceasefire marking the end of Islam's holy month of Ramadan. A tiny Italian island is being overwhelmed by migrants. Lampedusa lies between North Africa and Italy and is only about 8 square miles in size. More than 2,100 migrants have reached its shores in about 24 hours, including 635 who landed today. Many waited on the dock for want of shelter. Nearly 13,000 people have reached Italy already this year, more than tripling the number a year ago. Back in this country, police in Colorado are investigating why a gunman opened fire at a weekend birthday party, killing 7 people, including himself. They say the shooter walked into a house trailer hosting the party in Colorado Springs just after midnight on Sunday and then opened fire. Police say one of the victims was the shooter's girlfriend. President Biden is urging employers to get workers vaccinated and raise wages to help jumpstart the economy. He spoke today after Friday's jobs report showed only modest hiring in April. Mr. Biden addressed criticism that generous unemployment benefits are, in effect, paying people to stay home.
Anyone collecting unemployment who is offered a suitable job must take the job or lose their unemployment benefits. There are a few COVID-19-related exceptions, so the people aren't forced to choose between their basic safety and a paycheck. But otherwise, that's the law.
Also today, the Treasury Department launched $350 billion in federal aid for state and local governments. It's part of the COVID relief package that was approved in March. California today expanded a drought emergency to nearly a third of the state's 40 million people. The declaration cites acute water shortages in counties across northern and central California. Drought is also affecting much of the American West. The Biden administration has reinstated federal protections against sex discrimination in health care. Today's announcement marked a victory for gay and transgender people. It reverses a Trump policy that let hospitals and insurers deny services for gender transition procedures. 44 state attorneys general urged Facebook today to abandon plans for an Instagram app for preteens. They cited concerns over cyberbullying and exposure to online predators. Facebook said it would make every effort to protect children. Currently, children under 13 are supposed to be barred from Instagram. And on Wall Street, tech stocks led the market lower amid worries about a labor shortage and inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 35 points to close at 34,742. The Nasdaq fell 350 points, 2.5%, and the S&P 500 slipped 44. Still to come on the NewsHour, violent attacks between Israel and Palestinians following clashes in Jerusalem. The chaos of the war in Yemen renews a push to redraw the country's borders. An innovative treatment for tuberculosis could help fight the disease in the wake of COVID-19, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.